Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, are you ready to dish with us so we can give you a piping hot plate of celebrity news? There's a lot to talk about, but before we get this party started, let's say what's up to our West Coast peeps. Heidi and Frank, how y'all doing?
What's up, Atlanta?
Fantastic.
What's happening?
Hey, guys.
Now, today is a day to remember. Now, let's take a moment to send our love to all the 9/11 victims and families. We'll never forget what today means to us, and we're remembering all those people who lost their lives 18 years ago. It still affects us to this day, but we're going to push on, and we're going to rock through, all right?
Now, well, I did feel fantastic. I just said fantastic when it goes to the 9/11 tribute.
Tough.
Thanks a lot, Headcrack.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
But switching gears later, The Masked Singer Season 2 is about to begin, and we sent Chewy Martinez to the set to dish with Nick Cannon and the whole team. But first, what you got, Brad?
Well, Headcrack, it looks like Kylie Jenner has a surprise for all eyes to see. Oh, Lord have mercy. The 22-year-old billionaire surprised fans yesterday by posting a nude photo alongside her bae, Travis Scott, with the caption, "When Houston meets L.A. at Playboy, hashtag coming soon." That's right, y'all. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott gonna be showing off their cakes on this upcoming issue of Playboy.
Now, you said they cakes. Baby. All I see is her cakes.
It's the arching of the back.
But how much did they have to pay, Jenner Kardashian to get naked? I mean, come on.
Nothing.
You know what?
King
she She a billionaire. At this point, she's just doing this to say kiss
it
her ass.
It doesn't even matter.
But why
it does
do it?
Not
if you're,
matter.
If you're a billionaire, then why do it?
Exactly. Just for the hell of it, because she can?
And because it's Playboy, it's legendary. You know, a lot of other people did it.
She could do this on her Instagram and have more people see it. Because millions and millions. I don't think Playboy has that many.
Well, you can't show nipple on Instagram, Heidi. That means that you're going to see a hint of nip, probably.
Where or the middle or the front. Because
really?
Kim showed the front.
I don't think she's
y'all don't think she's gonna show all of it?
No.
I don't know, because she's like tied into so many like high end brands. This will probably be one of the classier Playboy shoots that they've done.
That's why Travis Scott's gonna be in the photo shoot. His face is going to be right where her genitals are every time. It's him smiling.
Alright, y'all, now moving on. Today is a good day. Yay, yay. Now 50 Cent is waving the white flag and ending his beef with Wendy Williams after she decided to play nice. Now, in a recent episode of Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live, Wendy was asked to say three nice things about a longtime rival 50 Cent, and she actually came through. Check it out.
Can you say three nice things about 50 Cent?
Yes. He's not a bad-looking man. I respect his hustle, and I was one of the first people to ever play his music, as a matter of fact, probably the first, on a cassette on the radio where I got suspended for 2 weeks without pay because I used to be a renegade like that. If I liked it, I'd take it right off the block.
Why'd they suspend you?
Because I'm playing music that's not in the playlist. Like, I was that girl.
Yeah.
Lock the door, nobody can come in. This is what I like.
So knowing that you were one of the first people to play his music, does it piss you off that he comes after you?
No, I understand him.
Mm-hmm. But really, she only said two nice things about 50 Cent and said one nice thing about herself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Like, she was the one who discovered him. She's the one who played the cassette.
I was thinking the same thing. She really only said two nice things about 50, and the first thing wasn't even that big of a compliment, because she didn't say he's a really good-looking guy.
Not
she goes,
bad?
He's not bad-looking guy. No, come on.
He's not horrible-looking.
That's a long way from where they were.
If 50 ends the beef because of this, this means he's been waiting to let it go, because she didn't say nothing overly the top nice about him. So it's like he's like, oh, you said anything nice to me a little bit, then he's ready to drop it.
So 50 Cent called Wimmer what was said, and he responded on Instagram with, "What is this? Okay, we're gonna let you in the tycoon next time, but you can't just be coming to my parties with no invite."
How'd the rivalry beef begin? I'm lost.
Well, I mean, Wendy rubbed a lot of people in hip hop wrong. I mean, Brad could attest to this. There was a lot of people who hated going on Wendy's show because, you know, she would do a gossip reports and just kind of give you a bare knuckle, you know, opinion of like what she thought, whether it was true or not, you know? And a lot of times people didn't have a chance to rebuttal or confront her about it, so they just.
Because it was her show. After she said what she said, she'd cut you off.
Well, then he done brought that way from all them years ago.
Yeah, but then she also said she was the first person to play his music. So I guess she's probably expecting him to be like, thank you.
Gary, can you check in with Wendy Williams when you guys have lunch and find out what all this is about?
I will definitely do honey, because Miss Williams, honey, does no wrong.
Brad, do you remember who the first person was to play your music?
Hell no.
Wendy.
Oh, that sucks.
It definitely wasn't Wendy.
It wasn't Wendy.
It was me out here in Los Angeles.
It was you again. It was you, Frank.
Well, it looks like it's the end for Sarah Palin and her husband, Tad. Tad Palin. Yeah, 31 years of marriage. They're calling it quits. Sometimes I feel like you've made it that far. I mean, come on.
That's accomplishment.
You know?
Especially with Sarah Palin, to make it 31 years.
So now, apparently, if you're wondering who filed for divorce, apparently Todd Palin is the one who filed from the former governor, citing, quote, incompatibility of temperament. And in the document, quote, they find it impossible to continue to live together as husband and wife.
Oh, finally, somebody said the truth in their document.
Like, we just
all the irreconcilable differences, all that bullshit. They like, look, I can't spend another day with his ass.
Let me translate. Bitch, be crazy.
Where was all the nagging? Tag, you know, I told you when you shoot a wolf, you gotta put it in the garage. They don't want it there on the front porch with all the grandkids.
See, she was the former governor of Alaska.
Of temperament.
She was also John McCain. Ever. That's why she came on the scene. That's why we know her. John McCain's running mate in the day. But then she really hasn't done anything since. So she has been home just talking to Todd.
Nagging Todd.
When you're busy, when she's out, she's been governor, she's got meetings, she's very rarely home and all that.
Now but now like, she's there all the time. I think Sarah Palin cheated on Todd.
You think?
Because he's the one that filed for a divorce and says, you know, I can't live with her and it's just not going to be possible because they've been together so long. It's like, well, you're up in Alaska and you end up cheating on me. And everyone in Alaska probably knows each other.
Well, after 31 years together, somebody been done cheated.
Yeah.
The Comedy Central roast has been going strong for over a decade, and Caitlyn Jenner was caught in the crossfire. NBA star Blake Griffin took to the podium to roast Caitlyn, and nothing was off limits. If you remember, Blake also used to date Caitlyn's daughter, Kendall, so I'm sure Blake got a little satisfaction from this. So let's take a look at the clip of the show, which airs on the 15th.
I know we're all here making fun of Caitlyn, but honestly, I want to take this moment to publicly thank you. As an athlete, I want to thank you for your bravery. And as a human, I want to thank you for the doors you've opened. And on behalf of the entire NBA and half of the rappers on the Billboard charts, I want to thank you for giving your daughters their daddy issues.
Complimenting her, she's like, oh, yeah, I know. Like, the bomb. Like, let me butter you up because I know the bad is
coming. Don't try to rush it. Let him let it flow out like he did.
When Caitlyn was putting her makeup on to go to a roast, you know, she was like, okay, anything goes. And that's what a roast is about. And you can say anything you want, and you just got to let it roll off your back. So I think that was a great, great joke.
That was so good.
She took it on the chin. She did good.
Oh,
it's a roast. It's a roast. It's okay.
If you could have your fantasy celebrity roast, who would be the guest of honor?
I think I would want to do somebody that's so likable that it would really make people work hard. Because I think roasting somebody like Caitlyn Jenner is kind of easy, but how about somebody by the name of Tom Hanks? Try roasting Tom Hanks.
That'd be the worst roast of all.
Yeah.
What? No, what?
And it just looked mean.
It would look mean? Why? Because he's so nice?
Yes.
But I think that's funny.
Let's all roast Betty White. No, we can roast Betty White.
So that's funny games, and she grabs her chest and falls forward.
You're like, so offensive.
She just starts crying. You're like, oh no.
Well, Lamar Odom is getting back to reality with his new girlfriend, Sabrina. But is it the right move for them? All that and more when you come right back. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, Dish Nation fam? I know a lot of you are busy working or maintaining your old business, so you might not have a lot of free time. But if you're looking for a way to add a little time to your day, Stamps.com might be the thing for you.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you saying, honey, Stamps.com can help save my precious time?
Yup. Stamps.com is one of the most popular time-saving tools for small businesses.
How so?
Stamps.com brings all the amazing services of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer. It's made my life so convenient that I don't know how I ever lived without it. I simply use my computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere I want to send. Once it's ready, I just drop it in my mailbox and Stamps.com offers extra discounts you won't get at the post office.
Extra discounts? Now where do I sign up?
Well, Gary, you and our viewers can get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dish. That's Stamps.com, enter Dish.
Headcrack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all.
So, Gary, darling, your favorite couple and BFFs, Lamar Odom and his new love, Sabrina Parr, have some big news to share.
Ooh.
And we got the news on video, honey. Mm. Take a look.
Hey, Lamar, what are you guys shooting today?
Me and my girl's reality show. Sabrina Lamar.
Sabrina Lamar?
Sabrina Parr's the star.
Oh, is she? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yes, ma'am. You better make it work for your girl.
But I'm saying, like, the relationship ain't even a year old yet.
It ain't got to be, baby. She done got
right
up in there. She done controlled that
and
man.
She's and running
and
it.
Encouraged that man and got her damn show.
That's the key words, honey. Encourage. Honey.
Encourage. Mm-hmm.
She encouraged. Sometimes a person need to be. Every good man, there's a better woman behind.
That's right. She is the black wind beneath his wings.
That's right.
Absolutely. So what do we think of this reality show, y'all? Good idea or not?
It's a great idea. Because, I mean, first of all, my thing is that everybody needs a check.
But when you have a new relationship, the pressure of having all them extra people around you can, like, make the relationship collapse under that
pressure.
That's
true, but sometimes you don't care, darling. She probably feel like, why he's still hot, why he doing this thing, why she in the door now,
and he's done it before.
Exactly.
So it's not like she's taking a football.
Exactly.
She's not like she's taking an athlete who's never done reality TV. He did it at one of the highest levels on the damn Kardashians, and he did it very, very well.
But she's very smart. Any bitch to get in should actually do this.
Okay, exactly. I feel like the premise of the show is going to be how she is so good for his life, how she is keeping
has
him
turned
on track.
Him around.
She's already a fitness coach. She's going to be coaching him in life. Coaching in love.
Well, we wish them the best, Sabrina. We look forward to seeing you run that, honey, because that is what's actually happening.
All right, y'all. It's time for
What the Fashion?
Honey, it's a battle, honey, of the exes. Former lovebirds, Miss Bella Hadid and The Weeknd were both spotted out, honey, in very unusual looks, honey. Here's Gigi living the single life.
Ooh. Come on, Gigi.
All right, baby.
Oh, I love
that's kind of 1970s Gigi in a bottle, vintage.
Vintage, honey.
Waistline is giving me Cher, bitch.
Exactly.
That outfit is giving me Cher back in the sunny and Cher days.
I love it.
Then here's, honey, The Weeknd on the red carpet, baby. Now, this is,
What the fashion? What is going on, Gary?
No, what the face?
But the fro?
That looks like a whole nother person.
Oh, him.
Is this the Lionel Richie have a son?
He looked like Maxwell mixed with...
What's her name?
Tyler Perry mixed with...
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes. No, you did not.
No.
Wanda Sykes.
He kind of like he related to the Jackson.
That's Cheeto Jackson.
That's Cheeto.
So y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
So So, ladies, I hear your complaints about the time it takes to dry and style your hair, and I got just the thing for you. It's the Procobello 3-in-1 Blower Brush Hair Dryer and Styler. Now, this blower brush combines the power of a hair dryer with the smoothing benefit of a brush all in one tool.
Okay, Headcrack, so what makes it so great?
Ha! Glad you asked. This blower brush is really all you need because it'll dry, smooth, and style your hair up to 80% faster than traditional hair dryers. So that means more time to live your life and less time on your hair.
Oh, but will it damage my hair?
No, that's because this blower brush will help protect your hair, and it helps protect your hair from heat-related damage with tourmaline and far infrared technology. So you get smooth, silky, shiny, and healthy hair while getting fast results every time. It'll have people asking you, what salon did you go to get your hair done at?
Okay, HK, now I know this is expensive, okay? How much is it?
Well, Brad, we got an amazing deal for our Dish Nation viewers. You can get the Procobello 3-in-1 Blower Brush Hair Dryer and Styler for just $39. That's major savings.
What?
So just make sure you go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, up next, our guy Chewy Martinez toured the Masked Singer set and talked to the hosts and judges about the new season. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. I'm Mayor Chewy Martinez. Got to visit the set of the hottest show on TV, which is getting ready for season 2. It's the Masked Singer, of course. And he got the dish with stars Nick Cannon, Ken Jeong, and more to get the latest on the new season. Check it out.
Here with the host of The Masked Singer, my brother Nick Cannon. How you doing, sir?
What's going on, man? You good?
I'm amazing. How you doing? I can't believe you're awake.
Yeah, I stay ready, man. You gotta stay ready.
Yo, who's the best smack talker out of all you guys?
Like, me and Ken go toe-to-toe pretty strong. Okay. Jenny's tough, though. Jenny's tough, too.
I wouldn't want to go at Jenny at all.
That's true. If someone were to make me mad, I'm a lunger, so.
From the costumes from last year and this year, what is your favorite and which one would you rock on stage?
Oh, that's a good one.
I hear there's an egg this season.
I was gonna say the egg is my favorite. The egg is fly, and it looks like something I would wear. Like it's almost like the white version of this, like shiny shoes and all.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Egg with a bulletproof vest on.
Yeah, exactly. And diamond shoes.
Yes.
My type.
That's Nick. That's Nick right there. Well, what reveal from last year surprised you the most?
Oh, no question. T-Pain.
Yeah.
T-Pain. I've worked with him. I've known him. We've done shows together, and I'm a fan of his music, so I couldn't believe that I didn't notice that was his voice.
I know. You were pretty shocked.
I was pretty shocked.
I was pretty surprised when it was Rumor Willis. Like, I knew that she could sing from being on Empire, but I didn't know she could sing. And when she took her mask off, I was totally blown away. Like, that is what Masked Singer is so about, you know, debuting your voice on a big primetime national stage like this. And then also, you know, also, I was really surprised when Ken got one right, which was... Tori Spelling. I didn't know she could sing. Again, another reason why this show is so awesome. Yeah.
Who would you love to see on the show, man?
Obama. And he might be here. There's a bald eagle here with a lot of swag. That's all I'm saying. That sounds like Obama to me.
So what can we expect from this new season, my friend?
A-level talent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously, and when I talk about talent, I'm even talking about the costumes. I mean, the costume level is stepped up from the first season.
Yeah.
But then the voices that I'm hearing coming out of some of these characters, definitely Grammy Award winners, definitely multi-platinum recording artists, so it's going to be dope.
They've really upped their game. I mean, Marina has just done an incredible job with all the costumes. I'm brand new costumes from before, and I mean, they're every bit as important as the performance because it brings out a better performance.
Have you guys tried on any of the costumes at all? Have you guys actually jumped in one of them?
No, I have not.
I wear a mask every day. You can't tell?
No.
I'm unrecognizable without it,
it's
and
a
I'm
Cinderella
okay with it.
Mask, apparently. Yes.
I'd be like, my costume would be like a giant tortilla, just like a big old tortilla with wings. Really? I'd be like, who's a tortilla? I think that's Chewy.
I love food items that can perform. You know what I mean?
I love my cheeseburger idea.
I would. I thought your cheeseburger
Thank
idea
you.
Was excellent.
I've got nice buns. I'm a little meaty.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Oh. Okay, guys, this one is crazy. Okay, y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
A Pennsylvania couple, Robert and Tiffany Williams, had $120,000 accidentally deposited into their account at BB&T Bank.
Thank you, Jesus. I got a switch bank.
Okay. And instead of contacting the bank about the deposit, y'all, the couple allegedly went on a shopping spree. They bought an SUV, they bought a camper and a race car, and they paid some bills.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
BB&T stood for Big Blessings and Tithes that day.
Once the bank realized it was a mistake, it transferred the $120,000 to the correct account. Then they contacted Tiffany Williams and told her that the couple had to pay back $107,000 in overdraft fees that they incurred. Well, the woman told the bank she and her husband would work out a payment plan and then went MIA. Now the couple is facing felony theft charges and some serious jail time.
So you wake up, you see $120,000 in your account. What's the first thing you're going to buy?
I saw a 10-carat diamond I liked.
Now, that's a good investment,
<That's right. laughs>
I think. Brad, what you spending it on?
I really don't know. I can't even think of nothing.
You ain't even gonna notice the money in the account.
Okay.
Okay.
That's dog food for her.
Them dumb dogs gonna have all kind of blue face.
Okay.
By humans for each dog. The show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.